Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's the Big Ladies Roundtable and Kelman on Cliff Central. It's always fantastic when we have a full house. Let's say hello to Tamron Jardine and Baby.
Hello, hello.
How many weeks now?
Four weeks till you have a child. The 14th of July, so it's the 14th of June, so a month.
That's crazy. A month from now, we'll be live from the hospital as Tamron pushes her baby out.
I cannot wait. I want to be like front and center.
In the room.
I'm going to catch it.
We'll be live.
Wow. And by the way, catching it is like a medical term. So.
No, Rossi always constantly says he's going to be catching a baby. I'm like, you are not catching nothing. You're staying up. Yeah.
I was reading up on Facebook today about Facebook Lives that I can broadcast it. That other voice there just now that you heard, of course, belongs to the fantastic Stevie French. Hi, Stevie.
Bit sad today.
Orlando.
And you know what else? Like, it's not a good time to be having children because they're just going to end up murdering you.
Wait, who's Orlando and what happened?
Well, everything that happened in Orlando at the gay shoot at the gay club.
In the States. Did you see that? Over the weekend.
Tessa, where have you been?
I've been working.
On Twitter, though, and you know what's trending on Twitter, but you don't know that the Orlando massacres were trending on Twitter.
So 50 people were killed at a gay club in Orlando. And the reason, I mean, it's dreadful, and it's like, it's now the second biggest, it's the biggest shooting that's ever happened, a crazy person went into a gay club
and just started shooting people.
Yeah, but now the thing that made me like super, I mean, it's heartbreaking, but the thing that really just kind of knocked me for six was I read about this guy who was sending his mom texts from the bathroom, and he was saying, like, "There, mom, I love you. Like, people are I'm in the club. People are shooting. You need to call the police. Like, we're in the bathroom. We're trapped. He's in here with us. Like, he's not letting us go." And the mother, I mean, you know, was texting him going, I mean, hello, what would you be doing, you know? And so she was texting, she was calling the police, she was speaking to them, and of course the bodies all had to be individually identified.
Wait, the son died?
The son died.
Oh my God.
And she only found out on the Monday night, or the Monday morning, early Monday morning. So it took a whole day for her to find out whether her son...
that was texting her, telling her about this ordeal. Oh my goodness, that's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, America now, they again going to look at their gun laws. They're probably going to do nothing. The same thing's probably going to happen again. It's just they've got a huge problem with guns in the States. You can walk into a Walmart and you can buy a gun. It's like so easy.
It's their First Amendment or Fifth Amendment rights. What's the...
It's the Fifth.
Yeah,
fifth,
but it's like something. It's their Fifth Amendment rights. So they
own. Yeah.
So they...
you know,
armed.
It's such an interesting thing because... you know, when I lived in America, I lived in a state that was super gun crazy. I mean, Alaska
yeah.
You know, but I mean, I guess it's for different things. You know, in Alaska, people had guns because people hunted subsistence. Mm. So it wasn't even, you know, I mean, people hunted, they killed a moose a season and they fed their families for 8 to 10 months, you know. That being said, gun crime in Alaska wasn't that big of a deal. In Alaska, the only place you couldn't bring a gun was... Oh, no. The only place you couldn't bring a concealed weapon was into a church or into a school.
Hmm.
That there's no, like, rules saying that you can't bring a gun into school. It just can't be concealed. But, I mean, you know, I saw a really shocking meme the other day, and it was saying... you know, contraceptive pill, ban it. Abortions, ban it. Drugs, ban it. Guns, well, people are going to get their hands on them anyway, so there's no point in banning it. You know?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
If you compare, like, you know, gun laws to the crime rates there, you know, you saying, guys, let's do away with guns means that, you know, like, all the people killing and shooting, because, like, a large number of people say they own guns to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's when they did the survey when Obama became president. And in large numbers, like, no, we own the guns because we want to protect ourselves. Have you seen our crime rate? So, I mean, I don't think they're going to do anything about the gun laws anytime soon, because what do? You take away the guns, then what? Then the people can't protect themselves?
But no. For me, it's not about that. Like, the people that have guns barely ever use them to protect themselves. More often than not, those guns are used against them.
Who's
or by their own
that?
Children. No. So, but, like, that's not where the problem lies for me. And so going, oh, well, who's going to monitor
education.
That kind of, like, is a back backwards way of trying to solve a problem that, you know, it's not solvable like that. But, for example, in Zim, the police don't have guns. Like, there aren't a lot of guns running around in Zim. But I'm just, what I'm saying to you is that
the police.
People are scared of the police, but in a sense, like, obviously there are illegal guns roaming around in the country, but they say if you see a policeman with a gun, like, run away, that's not a policeman.
Oh, you know?
And so, and I mean, Zim is, I mean, from the friends that I hear from who live in Zim, who still have their family in Zim, it's a relatively safe place. Like, they don't struggle with the, you know, violent crime that we do here in South Africa.
And that's what irritates me about South Africa, is that I grew up in Zim, obviously.
Yeah.
And when you hear about them always blaming the Zimbabweans, it's not the Zimbabweans committing crimes. Stop blaming the Zimbabweans, because if they were committing crimes in South Africa, why aren't they committing them in Zimbabwe?
But you can't say it's not the Zimbabweans because you don't know.
No, it isn't, because they accuse them of stealing the jobs and then they accuse them of committing the crimes as well. They can't do everything.
Maybe they did commit the crimes. That's you going and saying that all Zimbabwean people don't do crimes.
No, but we don't have the crimes that in South Africa that happens here. You don't have people going into someone's home, tying up their family, raping them, and then shooting them for no reason.
So you need to tell me there's no one incident in Zim where that happened.
If it happened, it happened because it was happen a serial.
Like, it doesn't happen. It's not a
person, like a serial killer. It's not.
You're agreeing that it happens in Zimbabwe too.
No, but I haven't heard of it.
I haven't heard of that crime happening in the last 10 years. I know when those crimes happened, and they know who it was, and they arrested the person.
What we're saying, what I'm saying, and what Tamarin is saying as well, is that it happens. It's not proportionate. We have a much bigger problem in South Africa than they do in Zimbabwe looking at violent crimes. We're not saying it doesn't happen, but, like, it's way less. Anyway, but I want to say that, like, let's wrap up Orlando. I read that immigrants actually have, like, first-generation immigrants have a much lower risk or statistic of committing crime. Hmm. And it was, I think I saw it on John Oliver, who's on the Sunday night. I know. Mm. So, like, it's not the immigrants that are doing it. The immigrants that are moving there, they want to work hard. They want to better their lives. It was hard to get there. They're not just throwing
around
the...
I mean, this guy was cooked. There's a million reports about him.
I'm not talking about Orlando specifically. Yeah. I'm talking about immigrants in general.
Also, the guy that did the shooting. Like, yeah.
There's so many different reports coming out about him. There's that he was abusive to his girlfriend. There's that his parents knew that something was wrong with him. There's that he was gay himself and he'd been to clubs. There's, like, a lot of stuff coming out about him. But at the end of the day, it's horrible.
Just a very scary world to be in right now.
The problem I fundamentally think, though, is that it's too easy to get a gun. And, like, you know, we often have conversations saying we shouldn't allow everybody onto Twitter because they have such dumb opinions they put into the world. Now you want to allow every Tom, Dick, and Harry to pick up a gun, like they know what to do with that thing.
See, I don't think there's a problem with having a gun. I think the problem is gun education. When you buy a gun, I think crazy people shouldn't have guns. If you're going to buy a gun,
People don't know they're crazy.
No, if you're going to be able
Just
to buy
look
a
at
gun,
Cameron.
Don't prevent people from buying a gun. In the sense that I think you should have to do, like, a psych eval. And then
That's what I was saying.
You have to go for actual gun training. Do you know how many half the times I've seen pictures of guns or people in South Africa have gone and held a gun to someone's head and the safety's still on?
I don't want to educate those people.
That's good.
I think the thing is that the criminals aren't getting the guns legally. So that's kind of a moot point. But let's move on to our next topic of discussion because I want to talk about designer vaginas.
I just don't like guns in general. I think that whatever, like, has the ability to take a life should not be accessible to humankind.
I like guns.
You like guns?
Mm.
Okay. We'll pick this up.
The bully. I mean, she's a bully in primary school. Of course she likes guns.
No, I grew up in Zimbabwe. So I grew up on a farm. So you as a young kid are taught to respect a gun. And you are given, and you're not given a small little gun to go and shoot and that. You get given like a 416 rifle. That's an elephant gun. You get taken to the shooting range and
play around and then the thing goes off.
You don't ever want to ever shoot that gun again without someone there because it dislodges your shoulder, Nelly. The pain of shooting those guns, it's not so you get frightened. Your
why do we need...
It's like story of an African farm over here.
But why do we need these things in the first place?
Let's not shoot things.
No, but then you will never... like me, as a child, I will never pick up a gun without someone being there who knows how to handle a gun because
but not all kids are as behaved as you.
No, because then...
I would go and be curious.
After you've been...
Mom's not home.
Your shoulder nearly gets dislocated.
Then okay. Where do I want to use that?
I'm going to put a bullet in this topic and we're going to shift gears. But yeah, horrible what happened in Orlando. Just terrible.
Very
okay.
Sad.
Shifting gears. How must I shift gears and go from that to designer vaginas?
Should we talk about Henry Van Breda?
No, well, we've done designer vaginas.
The axe murderer.
We've said it so
often. Help, I married an axe murderer. That's Mike Myers married an axe murderer.
I know.
And that was actually Mike Van Breda.
Wait, this isn't in my list of things
to
talk about.
It's not in your list, but I'm affected today, Ari. Move on to the vagina.
Okay.
You must.
I don't know what you're on about, so we're going to talk.
Why are we talking about vagina
today? Designer vagina. It says here, in days gone by, female genitalia remained out of sight, tucked away from prying eyes. They were truly private parts. However, all this has changed. Women are showing increased interest in what their vaginas look like.
I feel like you could have done that with more, like, oomph and passion. That was read at an alarmingly...
You think you can do such a good job? Go for it, Stevie.
Wow. Okay, wait. Hold on. What is... Where are we? Where are we? Designer vagina.
Yeah.
In days gone by, female genitalia remained out of sight, tucked away from prying eyes. They were truly... private parts. However, all of this has changed. A woman are showing increased interest in what their vaginas look like. Ladies, tell me what you think.
Woo!
Anybody want to give that a stab? I thought that was pretty good.
Me too.
Do you want to give it a stab?
I like that.
Ceci, you want to give it a stab? Give it a stab quick. Give it a stab.
No, guys. No, I'm nervous.
I think we can do it as well as Stevie did.
Stage fright.
Give it a stab. Tamron, you want to give it a stab?
No, she
I think Stevie just got it right.
Ari, when you drop the mic, you drop the mic.
You gotta drop the mic.
Don't be.
Did you watch President Obama the other day on this?
Guys, we're talking vaginas
Sorry.
Now.
It just,
okay.
It was appropriate. When you dropped the mic.
In the papers.
Obama dropped the mic.
I was so proud. Anyway, so what does the article say again? I was just like
I just caught sight of our next topic, which is why are we all assholes? And I thought it was like, I was like, designer vaginas, designer arsehole?
Hang on, okay.
I've got to bleach that stuff.
Katleo, you're the producer of this. Please talk to these ladies.
What's wrong with you guys?
I can't stick
to one thing. Every week, you guys are like, you're on the highway and then you're off ramp and then you're back on the highway to the other topic. Stick to one thing. You're talking about vaginas
now. It's like a Monday picnic feast. You can have some samosas.
Would you change the way your vagina looks, yes or no?
Sorry, I like the way it looks.
Okay, hold on.
Change the way it looks.
Hold on.
Let's change.
Okay, we're gonna all give our answers.
To a smiley face.
We're gonna give our answers. Listen, gonna give our answers on the count of three.
I feel like my vagina's mad. Like, it's just so angry at the world. Like, I go into the shower and it's like so mad. So I'd make it into a smiley face.
What is it mad because it's on fire? It's weird. Do you need some vaginal gel? Like, why is it
just
angry?
It's just there and it's just.
Gynecod's amazing.
It's amazing. I use it.
So then you shouldn't be angry. It should be fresh.
It should be smart. No, it should smile. It's not smiling.
I'm happy that, like, if it's like angry as in like, yeah, I'm a vagina, what you gonna do about it? Then that I can
it's
support.
It's angry and inflamed. Like,
it's not inflamed.
Cameron,
there's nothing
even know
wrong
that
with
that
it.
It's not inflamed.
It's just there. Like, all vaginas look
share
the same.
Your story,
well, some are different to others. But, like, it's just like, they just look so mad. Like, I want to take all these lips and just like cover myself and just be mad at the world.
So you're saying you're too lippy, like you've got too much.
Oh my god, no, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that I don't like the way my vagina looks.
Well, but does it look like a normal vagina?
Because it kind of looks.
No,
it kind of looks like
normal vagina.
Like one of those like anteater plants.
Stevie gets it.
It looks like a Venus flytrap.
Yes,
a little
like
bit.
You know, like when you're walking in the forest and then like these things just come up to you and then they swallow you.
I've got very small lips. So
I've
I don't
got
have
big
that
lips.
Issue. I've got very small lips. And I'm
like, we all of them are like not equal. It takes a very rare woman to have equal sized lips, Ari.
I've got Boris
just
ones
like turning pink.
And you know how I know this is because of when I did Miss Essay Men.
The way you know it is because you have a hand mirror. Wait. We all do.
No. Miss Essay what?
Yeah, so no, we all had to wear these white bikinis. And that they during dress rehearsals, all the girls had an issue with the bikinis because their lips being shown. And I was the only one that didn't have to get her bikini adjusted. And the guy was like, "You must have very small lips." And I was like, "I must have very small lips."
Yo, like sexual harassment on the reel, y'all.
But it was a gay guy, so it was one of those where it was appropriate because of the moment and all the girls had issues with their lips.
Kat, do you want to interject her?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Vagina.
Do you like the way your vagina looks?
Okay, this is not about me. I just wanted to know...
Vagina!
You guys would redesign your vagina if you could.
Yes.
Probably like
after
30 grand.
Birth,
I checked
yes.
the prices. Like 35 grand.
I thought that you were talking about like...
Oh, my nose is like 40 grand. Did you know that?
I thought...
You thought what?
I thought it was like bedazzling or something.
No,
or like,
I thought that too.
Why would I want to bedazzle my vagina?
It's a thing.
I know it's a thing, but white people thing. Why would I want to bedazzle? White people are so bored, guys. Like, they do all these outrageous things. Like, we have 24 hours in a day, white people have 36. Where do you find the time to go fucking bedazzle your vagina? What about your job? Like, I don't get white people. Maybe that's something for another day.
So I'm going to download this podcast and create an MP3, and that little rant is going to be my ringtone.
It's fine. I wanted to talk about this.
My phone's going to ring.
God lied to us.
Like,
someone
what are
must
you doing
tell
to
truth.
Your vagina, white people?
Yes. No, white people in general, everywhere. Like, I'll be reading an article and then it'll say two people went onto the edge of the world to go hang on a mountain. Like, white people. I know it. They have the time and the money to go do these things.
Yeah, listen,
you guys must be honest. How many hours do you have in a day, guys?
We've discussed white people many times, though.
They're nothing but fucking whores.
Yes! Oh my God! That's so true. Please say it again. White people are...
They're nothing but fucking whores.
Correct!
But we don't all drink Fanta.
Yeah, because in a previous edition of this, they said that sluts drink Fanta Orange.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the biggest slut of all being Kat.
You're lucky that she's at the first one.
She left. Kat's okay. Like, I'm done. I wash my hands of
one
people.
Final line on designer vaginas, and then we got to touch base on one more thing there.
Okay. I thought we were, the show is finished. I was like, what?
I think that the designer vaginas, I don't see a problem with it, especially now that I'm about to go and give natural childbirth. I think I would consider redoing myself down there.
Yeah, never say never, hey? Mm.
I think the vagina is ugly. Aww. And everyone should change their vagina.
But wait, you had a threesome once.
Yes, so?
So why do you think they're ugly?
Because they are. I like the boobs and the body and the bum and everything else and the penis that was in the threesome. But the look of the vagina, not so much.
Okay. Just asking.
No, I don't like the vagina.
This is my favorite time of the week every week. Okay, we've concluded our discussion there on designer vaginas.
Wow.
We have a new perspective
money.
On that one.
Let's talk money.
Yeah, let's talk about money. Who wanted to speak about this and
me.
How much money is too much money?
Me.
Okay, what's up?
So I've been going to a number of events, right? And every single time I get to the event, someone will say, "Hi, Sese. Oh my gosh, I've been seeing you doing so many cool things. What do you do for a living?" And as you guys know, I can't box what I do for a living into like a sentence. I can't say I'm an accountant, you know? So I do so many things. So I'll say, "No, I do this and I do a bit of that and I do a bit of that." "Oh my gosh, you know, you're going to be so rich. It's my aspiration to be rich and I want this and I want that." And I'll speak to another person. "Oh, I want this. Oh my gosh, I just bought a car. Oh my gosh, what do you do? This is what I do." And I'm like, oh my goodness, is it just in Joburg or just in general? Where everyone is just so like infatuated with money, like they want to make money and they want to live in like fancy houses and buy cars and like, you know, like wear designer clothes, and like they don't get to a point where they say, "I'm content with this." It seems as though like money is what everyone is striving for, and that's what they need to be happy, and like the money that they have now will never ever ever be enough. And I'm just like so concerned that, is this the way we're going? Like,
but also I think like no amount of money is ever enough.
No amount of money is enough.
I'm like such a hustler, and I'm always going, and I always want more. And over New Year's Eve, I was just like, I need to seriously evaluate my life choices, or like my parameters of success, because I look at my career stuff, my career successes, and I go like, oh, that's good, but you know, like next time I want like a bigger paycheck, and I need a bigger daily rate, and I need more. And like, it's such a short-lived success, you know. So what I try and do is I try and go, okay, what are the things that actually make me happy? My family, my loved ones, and my husband. And so I go, you know what, I'm actually really good at those things. I'm actually really successful at those things, and those are the only things that matter, really. You know. And so like, that's a constant struggle for me, is to like, okay, hold on a second, that's not what's really important here. But I think, you know, there's a lot of like wealth idealization in our society. So people are saying like, oh, don't worry, just get money and things will be fixed.
I agree with that. I look at like, there's personal situations that are happening, and people are so fixated on the money aspect of a child that they actually forget about the other part about having a child, about the beauty of a baby coming into this world, the preciousness of that. And everyone's like, oh, this and that, and oh, and do you know how expensive it is, and do you know this, and do you... Yes, it is expensive, but people get by with nothing.
Yeah.
And those babies seem to be happier than some of the babies that are coming into this with the most lavish lifestyles.
Yeah.
Because they have parents who love them, and parents who take care of them, and parents who actually want them in this world, and versus the people who are wanting to give the most expensive and the most amazing terms of luxuries to
and
kids.
Also, maybe that's the problem then, you know, what threshold have we set? You know, what are we saying when we're saying the most expensive shoes are what? Are they the most comfortable? The most expensive house means what? That you're the most successful? Why is it that we've placed such a high regard on money, and what does that now translate back into our lives? A lot of young people have forgotten the essence of living, you know, like making lifelong friends, you know, going into a career that you actually love, you know. If photography is your thing, go do that. I find a lot of people now are like, no, I want to go be an accountant because I want to make money. I'm an accountant and I don't even do accounting work. You know what I mean? So I fell into that trap, and it worries me because a lot of people are going into that pit as well. And the problem is that money will never, ever, ever, ever be enough. So you're going into a pit where you will never, ever be sufficient.
It's like a constant thing that we all just have to reevaluate our lives and our choices and go like, is this really what's important? But maybe it's, you know, it's like a generational thing. You know, I feel like we've spoken about this before, about how the different generations had different values. You know, generations, our parents were all about getting a job and being sick, like having stable support, getting a family, having the white picket fence. And once they did that and they saw that that was easy to do, they go like, okay, cool. Now our children can be whatever they want to be.
Yeah.
And so then they have this like endless voice that just needs filling with more and more stuff.
Yeah.
Whether that stuff, and I think it kind of goes on the opposite scale as well, because you have these people who are like, money isn't important to me, all I want is travel and experiences, and they travel their lives away when the answer to their emptiness is at home.
You're saying, I want to travel. To someone that doesn't have the money to travel, it's like, I do want to travel, but I just don't have the money right now.
Yeah.
And they get stuck in trying to make this money.
Yeah. No, but some of those people who can't afford to travel do that, like, do these crazy trips.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I'm talking about the people that are, like, you know, hitchhiking on the back of a bus and that are sleeping on, you know, in a sleeping bag. I mean, they just have different, they just have a different, like, value set, I guess.
You ain't going to see me on no matter what.
I've narrowed down the one thing that, like, means the most to me, and I love love. Like, I thrive on love. If I find someone, you know, who I'll marry and, like, will feel like this guy's the love of my life, we can do anything. We can have, like, a middle-class life, you know. We can have, like, we don't need to have the best things. We don't need to go to Paris and live in 5-star hotels. If we get a bus to Jamaica and it's just the two of us, I'll be so happy. I think I've narrowed down, like, what's most important to me. I'd love the money, but not without the love.
You know, Ella and I have spent so many weekends shopping in Sandton City. And those are the, like, weekends that I get to the end of it and I think, like, what did we actually do? But for him, Samantha and I, to go out and sit in the park for 2 hours doing nothing, just sitting there in the sunshine, she's running around like a crazy dog, like, those are the happiest moments. Yeah. And those are the ones that we get to a Sunday night and we go, like, what an amazing weekend, you know? Like,
no, well, Santa's not the nicest person.
My favorite thing I get laughed at is taking Rusty to the airport. Because really? It's the 1 hour you're in the car and you can't do anything else but talk to me.
It's one on one.
And it's because, like,
what a nice bunch of people you three are.
No, but it's just because that's the one time where he's not focused on work because he's about to leave for work. So he's focused on saying goodbye and spending time in that moment. Yeah. And he never understands why I enjoy taking him to the airport or fetching him from the airport. He's like, why would you enjoy this? But it's because
I get to spend time with you.
Yeah, one-on-one. And then I get that extra hour afterwards because we'll go and have a coffee and then you'll run late to the gate. But that's like, it's weird. Like, nowadays you realize that those kind of moments are more important than the time that we went walking around shopping centers or sitting at home, him on the phone and me doing something else. Like, you don't
end up... And,
like,
no TV nights. No TV nights are freaking magic.
My one ex
I don't know about that. I can't go to sleep without a TV light on.
What? No. So anyway, my one ex, like a long time ago, he was like, I've been saving up a lot of money. I think I saved like 10,000 rand or something. We're in varsity, you know. It's like, I've been saving up a lot of money and I want to buy
something.
That's
a lot of money
in varsity. It is.
Yeah, I was like,
Well, it did come from a well-off family. Anyway, so, and he's like, but now I don't know what to get to you, you know. Here's some money. Let's go buy this one thing that you'd really, really want to have. And do you know, in that moment, I just wanted to stay at home and watch Gossip Girl with him and buy a pizza.
Hmm.
We didn't even use the money. Now I look back and I'm like, damn it.
You should have got
that thing. I should have taken that 10K.
Yeah, money's not everything. It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's not.
All right, listen, we could speak the whole day, the three of you. You're also like mellow and chill today. This is great.
I'm sorry. What part of just the got designer vagina over was mellow?
Look at his face.
It's just,
Cat's like chilled.
We're better than normal.
You've been very
I'm sick.
Honest today.
Tamarin is pregnant. She's nearing like birth.
Yeah.
Stevie was sad today.
She was affected.
Wow.
But this has been cool.
Yeah.
It's been very, very cool. Okay. One final line from each of you as we wrap up this week's Ladies Roundtable. We won't start with Tamarin because she's yawning because of her baby. Stevie?
Happiness. Love and happiness. That's all it's about.
Okay. Cece?
You need to find out the one thing that makes your life tick, you know, that one thing that makes you feel like you're alive, and be that... That one thing is a career or money or family or love. Just work towards that.
Dig it.
I love everything that they just said, both of them. The reason why I yawn a lot is because we don't sleep a lot in the last trimester, in the last month. for me, it's just be happy in the moment and don't let money consume everything, because it's a very evil path that you go down, and it actually causes more issues than anything else.
All right, you can keep up with these three at Tamarin_Jardine, at Cece Tetiwe, and at Stevie French SA. That there is the Ladies Roundtable. Ladies, thank you very, very much. We always knew that they were coming back. Join the war and fight the invasion this 24 June 2016 with Independence Day Resurgence. Using recovered alien technology, the nations of Earth have collaborated on an immense defense program to protect the planet. But nothing can prepare them for the aliens' advanced and unprecedented force. Only the ingenuity of a few brave men and women can bring our world back from the brink of extinction. Experience Independence Day Resurgence in IMAX 3D at Stade Kennecourt and 4DX Scene Extreme at New Metro Cinemas.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.